Patrons. Bloody patrons.
We were all waiting with bated breath then, because we didn't really decide who was actually going to introduce.
No, because
who was going to say patrons?
The problem is we spent about 3 minutes arguing, and then me and decide Bold can do it because he never does. Nah, I ain't fucking doing it.
And then we end up with all of these. I mean, to be fair, if we did actually do one of the outtakes episodes that was all the false starts, there would be so many of them that's just silence.
You know the false start episode I did do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you not heard it?
No.
We went to Patreon now. It was Patreon exclusive, twas.
Oh.
It was called,
how long ago?
Not recent.
Okay, good.
May I be the first to say a ho 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 and all that?
Happy Chrysler.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Merry prostitute.
What?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I see. Slag, slag, slag.
Tibbet.
I guess there's something, something else we ought to say as well.
Is there?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think I can't think of anything else.
Nothing different this week?
No.
Bulge is angry.
You're a cunt.
No, according to you. Yeah, oh, hang on. What was that noise?
Star. Hello. Someone wheezed. Hello. Is that Muttley?
Hello, hello, hello.
Almost as if there's a fourth person here.
Yeah, maybe a fourth person.
Is it Benny?
No.
Oh.
No, he's Benny.
Watch! Watch is here.
Not Benny, nor Watch.
No. Hawkins is... Oh, no. Midnight Purple.
He's a patron.
Beetle.
Now. Beetle boy.
Give a fuck. He's real weird, mate, isn't he?
Not Pete either.
That's a bit fucking strong.
What?
That is key.
One of your weird mates.
That is
key. A bit fucking strong.
What, when I'm his weirdest mate, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, Rich, given the calibre of some of your mates.
Yeah.
What, the three people in here and Benny? Yeah, I see what you mean now.
Yeah, it's a fair point.
Oh, hell. We have a guest.
So, mystery guest.
A new guest. Guest.
Yeah, first time.
Guess who it is, guest?
I think this is what we should do. We should do a blind date kind of thing.
Da-na. Da-na, da-na, da-da-da, da-na, da-na. All right.
I'm not joining in. Well, who does the passable Cilla Black then? Because
so instead of doing
fucking
the...
Surprise, surprise! what are you doing? I said Cilla Black, not crackhead Cilla Black. Fucking hell.
Oh, sad demise.
I thought you were just doing a fucking impression of Stu from M53 Tires. That's what he's like. Hell,
yeah, he's got some energy about him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. All right, then.
So instead of the old, what's your name and where'd you come from? We'll do the others. Do the others.
Brass.
So, mystery guest, tell us something about you that is not a complete, not a dead giveaway, but something that might make people guess whom you may be.
Bearing in mind, you are a patron. Should we tell them that? Well, I already have, so fuck you.
It's a patron episode. That's why I'm doing it like this.
Okay.
I've known Adam and John for quite a while. Now,
sorry about that.
12, 13 years.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate.
So am I, to be fair.
I've
been listening to this podcast
shit show
since the start.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, first time I've been on it. Yeah.
Into the mic.
Yeah, a bit closer.
Bring it closer to your fair spy.
Yeah.
Do some justice, see?
Okay, so... We could do the where'd you come from Where would people most likely know that you are from?
Exmouth, I guess.
Exmouth?
Yeah, Exmouth, whatever you want to call it.
Exmouth.
The muff.
The gamma.
The
lived
muff.
Lived there many years and then, yeah, moved away 9 years ago now. But still come back quite often.
As you have now.
Indeed, now, yeah. Back to Christmas.
Oh, is this what it is? Is this a Christmas break?
Yeah. Yeah, finished work on Friday.
Fucking it. What? Friday gone?
Yeah, broke a week and a half holiday for it.
Jesus.
Like, but okay. Fair enough. Because you only work half a year, do you?
I literally only work half a year.
Call it work. Get out of the fucking way, you cunt.
He's up
it's
at 5
fucking 50,
day,
not 49, you cunt.
My speed is better than yours.
What was he doing then? Finger blasting himself and then Hitler saluting.
Scan your flashing and.
No, that's only the V8 boys.
Oh. What does a V6 one do?
A straight six one. Just dust truck him.
You do that.
Steer yourself. Are you seen as, are you, sorry, are you a bit of a peasant in the trucking world? Because you
are you a friend?
Or an enemy?
No.
Are you not looked down on?
No. I'm in a G cab, so I look down on people in P cabs.
Pee-pee. For my banghole.
So.
I am Cornelia.
I need Picasso for my banghole.
Okay, anyway. So then I'll say final question. Last clues. No.
Pink or brown?
No. Tell us about your motoring, not full history, just the...
Ain't got time for
the
that.
Snapshot that people will know. Where'd you come from and where you now?
Yeah, to be fair, the full history is pretty short as well, because I used to have a Fiesta van, then I bought a Fiat Coupe, which I still have. It's not on the road at the moment.
Five banger, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And terrible.
Got me Volvo V70, we're going from five banger two, but diesel, and I just bought a...
That's 10 bangers in total so far.
And I bought a 435D. 14. The other week.
Because he had a Fiesta van too.
He got rid of that. Currently.
Yeah. Oh. Currently I've got 16.
16 bangers.
Indeed.
Jesus.
Stud.
That's a lot of sausages.
Four turbos. A lot of wobblies. It's like a big guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just
spread out on three cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there 1,000 horsepower there?
Not quite. So the Volvo's... Oh, sorry. Volvo's like 170 was on the dyno.
Don't tell them that when they... Yeah, anyway.
With the map, it should be 195. I think the interval is probably blowing its ass again because it's... That's just shit. The Fiat's about 300 and the BMW's a bit over 300, so...
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, about 800 if
we... We'll get into all that gump when we get on a mayonnaise. Because you've got some car shit to talk about, haven't you?
So for anyone who hasn't guessed, our guest this week is... Wodge!
Midnight in Purple.
No, it's Rob Fowler, everyone.
Rob F.
Yay! Hit the salute.
Scania thing. Yeah.
Backwards blast.
Burp. That clapping then, we sounded like Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, that is a sad demise.
That is a sad demise.
He's dead, good is lad.
He? Hang on. Oh. You...
Dead fuck, right. Is he?
Yeah. Oh. Proper.
Proper fuck.
You've got an issue with people getting upset about people dying that they don't know.
Yeah. Well, weren't every year you bring up Craig fucking...
Every fucking month.
Yeah.
That was a sad demise.
Oh, I so miss him. Did you ever meet him? No.
Do you miss him? I don't think.
You did.
I'm 99% sure.
Oh, then how would you...
The words in fact were, God, I miss... Fucking hibbly bibbly rally car.
So he's a big fan of Colin Turkington. He's a big fan of Craig Breen. He likes his Irish men, doesn't he?
I do like him.
Yeah. No, Robinson.
Do you like Conor McGregor as well?
I used to.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Until he went into Roadhouse and he was tipping his way around it.
Really. It was a bit of a bad, wasn't he?
He started touching people against their will, I think, was probably.
Was he?
Civilly.
Yeah.
Do you not... You don't read the news ever, do you?
No.
I mean, to be fair,
are you honestly surprised that a bloke who's got loads of money and has got a massive ego is a bit burnt?
He is actually properly fighting it, though, isn't he? He's not just
her or
knocking in the octagon. Fuck her up.
He's not just doing a fucking Hugh Edwards.
Best man wins.
And a Prince Andrew just
in my mental health.
Yeah, just vanishing into the abyss. He is actually.
I don't think it's
fighting
Prince Andrew
the
anymore. Is it? He's just Andrew now to everyone.
Yeah. Andy, that weird pervert who lives all down there.
Andy.
You didn't invited the fuck all, Andy.
Yeah. Sorry, well, no,
all of a sudden, once Mama died, he's been back in action, hasn't he?
No, not recently. Have you not heard? He's been uninvited from the official royal Christmas party.
Again? Nice.
Well, it only comes round once a
year. Well, he did bring a 15-year-old escort with him last time.
Yeah, didn't Charles take away all his permissions and fucking money and shit?
Oh, he's taking fucking everything away. Yeah. He's not allowed. He's not. I don't think he's officially a royal anymore.
Good lad.
I think he's just known as Andy. Handy Andy.
Randy Handy Andy.
Burnby Andy. Don't ask him to babysit Andy.
Yeah.
Hanging around that primary school Andy.
Potentially libelous Andy.
Yeah, it's a fable.
Something about Pizza Express Andy.
Something about not being able to sweat Andy.
I just noticed as well, Rob's actually got BMW keyring and everything now.
That's how you know he's bought a
A nice one.
Fairly expensive, nice one.
It's got the blue bits.
Because John has.
Oh, you got the blue bits. You got blue bits.
Yeah,
M4. Yeah, mine's a blue one.
So what does that mean?
M4, I think.
Not X Drive, because yours isn't X Drive, is it?
No.
It is, though. Oh, no. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Come on. Everyone knows.
Come on.
The 340i.
We're talking about cars on the non-car podcast.
Man. Sacrilege is what it is.
Thought you had a load of patron shit to talk about.
I do. Let me just text my girlfriend.
Get off your phone. Get off your phone, Niall. You're always on your phone.
Hang on. Keep talking at me. What? Sorry, I know. What? I'm still in the fucking room.
Right, are you? Yeah. You couldn't miss you.
I'm taking up the room. I am the room. I am the one who knocks. The one who eats.
Bear in mind he had the subject.
This is what I have to deal with.
Well, bear in mind he had the subject to talk about.
Bear in mind there's and three other people phone. In this fucking room.
Fuck bearing in mind me. The octaves have just gone up a lot.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You bear in mind. I've also got a couple of things to talk about. I'll talk into the mic.
Well, that exhaust job came in up Chester. He thought, fuck yes, I get a break.
Yeah.
He booked it on that day specifically. He's on free any day. And he's like, please.
Like, oh, I don't want to spend an evening with that pair of cunts again.
Please be a Monday. Yeah, this Monday, no, the one after, because that's what I'm doing on recall. Anyway, seeing as this is our Behoho-ho episode.
Okay.
I thought we could talk about.
Episode-ho-ho'd.
Oh, thanks, man. It's, I thought we'd talk about Christmas songs.
Okay.
They're all shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that.
The fuck? No, they're not.
Mm.
Fairy Tale of New York? It's got the word
okay,
faggot.
That one.
It's got the word
not
faggot.
Anymore.
No, not anymore.
No. You're cheap.
But it's okay for Cardi B to talk about her fanny.
Yeah. She wants a dick to hit that dangly thing in the back of her throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't say faggot.
No.
Fucking faggot. We just said it twice, actually.
You said it a lot of
paywall,
times.
Paywall, motherfucker, retard.
We got a couple of Yanks in here. They don't like the F word, though, do they?
No.
Well, it's a poor
old MFS. MFS was like, said something about because I didn't want to say the word chink, but I was okay to say faggot.
Yeah, but it's a pork product over here.
It is actually.
That's
yeah.
what
it's
I was talking stuff. About. Talking yeah. about Mr. Brands.
We're not Brands. Talking about irons, we're talking about irons. Mr. Brands.
They're on.
Have you not?
No, I don't
never
have.
Had a faggot.
No.
I've had loads of faggots.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Either kind.
Do you know, I actually like the Mr. Brains faggots, but I don't like Butcher's faggots.
I've never had Butcher's faggots, and I've always
the
wanted
reason
to.
I don't like them
do
is...
How does this conversation sound to an American?
You I'm not guess. A butcher you faggot. Butcher faggots? Okay, what?
Mr. Brains a faggot? What?
What about Pinky? Anyway, yeah.
Why are we talking about faggots, for fuck's sake?
Because you're talking about Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah, you cheap, yeah. lousy
You scumbag
faggot.
And maggot.
So, you cheap, lousy
You're cheap
faggot.
And you're haggard.
Yeah. You, yeah.
What, is that what they changed it to?
Yeah.
That's
well,
bullshit.
There's two choices. There's... Oh, no, they can't do maggot. They've already done that one, haven't they?
Yeah, you're scumbag, you're maggot.
You cheap,
lousy
maggot.
Maggot.
I can't think of comeback to you cheeky old cunt. So what is your favourite Christmas song, then? And don't get all bar humbug, the lot of you giving them their own shit. I mean... Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
Yes.
No.
AC/DC, Highway to Hell, that got there once as
it
well.
It did, actually, yeah.
Cool. What about Bloody Driving Home for Christmas by the Rear?
Christoph oh, I know Rhea. Exactly what he's about to say. Now.
I ain't going to say it again. I promise you I'm not. Do you know the story, Rob?
No, I don't.
All right, tell the story.
That was easy, wasn't it?
The short, it's not very interesting
I
now.
I wish you just said yes.
Have you heard the story, Rob?
I've not heard the story.
Fuck me.
Fuck
he's doubled down. He's doubled down.
Tell the story twice. basically, it's the story I used to talk about... what is it? Anti-crash stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, when I worked at...
BMW.
When I worked at Volkswagen. I was driving home for Christmas on Christmas
Eve. Oh, you just drove an iPad, though.
I did. Was an iPad operist. And I was driving home for Christmas, and I thought, ah, fuck it, I'm going to put on a bit of old Chris Rea. So as I was not paying attention to the road...
Because he was on his phone.
No, I wasn't. I was using the touchscreen that you hate. Fucking touchscreens, buttons, right? Trying to find Chris Rea. The car then went, beep, flash, flash, beep, and stopped, you know, braked, stopped me having an accident. I thought, oh, Christ, that was a close one. Anyway, where's Chris Rea? Beep, twice in a row. in the space of about 2 minutes, nearly had a crash, was saved by this anti-crash device fitted by Volkswagen. But that was it. Driving in for Christmas is a good one.
I bet you're really glad that he's told you that story now.
Fascinating story.
Yeah. What was that, John? Oh, that's it, clear.
Yeah.
That's what, the only comeback I had was you had a bit of a frog in your throat.
Yeah.
And I've always got one, apparently. So
that's cock.
It is. It's bulges from over there.
Boink.
So what other Christmas songs do us like? Happy Christmas, War Is Over, which it isn't, famously.
I genuinely don't really like Christmas songs. Mm. That's not entirely true.
When you put your decorations up, what do you do?
Penny.
He wouldn't put any up if Penny didn't live there.
You Penny, where does this go?
Yeah.
You come up... Bamp. You
come up...
You come home from work and the decorations are just up and perfect, aren't they?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, well, what I do... And I'm all right to say this on the Patreon one because she won't listen to it.
But here we go.
She won't listen to the main one either.
No, that's also true.
You've only just started listening to the Patreon. You're on it.
I know. What I normally do is I help in a very manly way.
Get in the way, basically, until she asks you to stop.
I do stuff like, obviously, I'll get them out of the attic, bring them down. I'll set the tree up. That's fine. And then when it comes to decorating...
Do you have a man for that?
No.
Oh.
When it comes
put the tree up.
When it comes to decorating, what I like to do is open the box of baubles because we've got several different varieties.
Do you hang the mistletoe over your penis for
just
a
put all just put all four in the same like in the same vicinity.
Nice, nice.
And then get the next four and put them in the same vicinity, all on the same line. And she's like, what are you doing?
Get out of the way, I'll do it. And you go...
I was just trying to... I'll tell you what, you go and put the lights up outside. All right.
Bye.
That's an hour's worth of work.
You sly old dog, you. Yeah, it's like making a bad cup of tea, isn't it? No one will ask you to make another one.
Yeah.
I worked for Goetz, and he made me... I mean, a joke of a cup of tea. And I said, what the fuck is this?
Is it a Volkswagen?
It wasn't actually, no. It was when I was wearing my hard man ego badge, whatever it is you call it. And
that's what you just call
and it. He didn't even look at me. He just took a sip from his tea and went, well, ask me again, will you?
He's just honest.
No. I kind of wish you'd said no, really. But no, you've gone to the effort to make me a fucking abomination of a cup of tea.
What I like doing is when I know someone can't make a cup of coffee, I'll... Just they say, do you want a coffee? And I'll go, oh yeah, just hit kettle on, that'd be lovely. And they'll go, what do you want? And I go, it's all right, tell me when the kettle's boiled and I'll come and sort it out.
Nice.
That's... And they're like, don't you want me to make you a coffee? No, I don't, actually.
Are you... let's be real here. It's three fucking ingredients. I don't understand how people can get it wrong.
No. What I can't abide, I really can't, is when... Someone makes you a coffee and it's virtually fucking see-through.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't want to... If I wanted hot water with milk, I'd have asked for it. Put some fucking coffee in there, man. Yeah. Don't be so tight. It's fucking £3 for a whole tin, you stingy bastard.
When I went away with every man, right? One of the guys I went with, a guy called Kev, Subaru owner. That's all you need to know about him, right? And he said, oh, I'll warn you, mind, I'm not a morning person. I was like, that's all right. I don't fucking talk to you in the morning anyway. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I won't talk to you at any point, but I certainly don't want to talk to you in the morning. And he said, yeah, just so you know, even my missus won't talk to me in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I was like, rock on, bud. Cool. Making himself a cup of tea. I might have told you this story. He was stood next to the kettle, right? Clink, 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 stirring his fucking cup of tea. I said, you my bloody darling, you are. You can fuck right off and make your own. I was like, you're stood right there. The fucking water's hot. You had to put a bag in. Wait. Put a bag in a
that
cup.
That kind of tea, was it?
Tip it a bit. Wake up. Stir it. I'll put the milk in. No, you can clink, 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 make your fucking own, you cunt. I was like, fuck. Honestly, that was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. The other thing was he wouldn't let me sleep naked in my own bed.
I mean, it's a bit weird.
See, was he in the same bed as you?
Was he top and tailing you? Because I wouldn't want that dangling in my face either.
There's no dangling going on over
there. I wouldn't want it pointed generally in my face.
It doesn't point either. doesn't dangle or point.
Pointing's
just,
rude.
Just, I don't even know what it's doing.
Just peering its eye out every so often.
So on then.
Go.
Are we in Japan yet?
I kicked White off because I wouldn't sleep naked in my own bed. Which at the time I was like, what the fuck? And then I said to Sophie, she was like, oh, that's weird. She went, what did you sleep naked for? I was like, in my own bed, though. Like, in the same room.
That's a bit weird.
But why?
Did you sleep naked with Wodge in Wales? Sounds wrong, doesn't it?
Did I sleep with Wodge?
Naked.
Yeah. Ah!
Did you rub his leg with your guts?
No, he rubbed his my head with his foot. Lanky streak of piss. I can't. No, I think I had pants on.
See? I'll
be honest with
polite,
you. I'll be honest with you. I was going to wear the pants.
It's a good job you weren't sharing with Rob. He would have sucked the pants off of you when he was snoring. That could have gone one of two ways. That could have.
Lucky you weren't sleeping with Rob. He'd have sucked you right off.
He'd have inside the fucking room.
he'd have the fucking curtains off, the paint off the walls, Niall's pants.
To be honest with you, I was going to wear the pants to bed.
Spider-Man underoos.
Somebody else's Spider-Man underoos. That was one for a bit. It belonged to somebody else.
It's some child.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. But I was going to wear the pants to bed anyway. And he went, you ain't taking your fucking pants off, are you? I was like, might do, why?
Well, I am now, yeah. Yeah, I definitely am now.
John dried up, I was like, I don't know, what? That's got a live one. He said, that's fucking weird, mate. Nah, that's gay, don't do that, mate. And I was like,
no, if you started sucking it, that'd be gay.
Well, this was my point, okay? His argument was, I don't want to get out of bed in the middle of the night for a piss and see your fucking ass. I went, look away then.
Look then, yeah.
I was like, and then,
no worries about seeing me cock mine, that's disappeared.
Action man, fat action man,
Kenneth,
faction man,
Kenneth Dole,
the most unfactual faction man you could ever imagine.
But I was like, you don't have to climb into bed and mount me, Kev. Just fucking go, oh, dirty fat cunt, and go to the bog. Don't ride me into battle, just look away. And I thought I was right, and I told Sophie, and she was like, nah, that's weird. I wouldn't have. Why?
If you're in the same room, especially if it's only for like one night or two nights. A
couple of nights, yeah. See, but pants can he?
I mean, the other thing you could do.
That knock at the door?
Was that a knock at the door? Check.
You carry on.
The other thing you could do if you're subtle about it is get into bed with your boxers on and then, get into bed with the boxes on, and then once the covers are over, just fucking slip them off and leave them in the bed with me. That'd be the other way, wouldn't it? Realistically,
I'm glad you knew that when we went to Wales first time round.
No, we were in the same bed.
We were. It was like got in the lodge, and it was like, oh, two singles. Oh shit! Well, I guess me and John are sharing them. Finger.
Yeah, just very much one of those. They want it. That.
Yeah.
When you know, obviously.
No.
Okay, then.
Right, so we pause because I'm going to be out of breath for the next 20 minutes now. I've just walked up and down the stairs.
Are you being serious about pausing?
No, we're joking.
Yeah, what I said is what you could have done, what you could have / should have done.
Should have, would have, could have, means a lot of time.
Got into bed, put your quilt over the top of you, and then shimmied out of your underoos.
Underoos.
And then just kicked him out the side of the bed.
My argument.
On Kev's head.
My argument was this. Right, it's quite a thick duvet. If I'm naked in the bed, I'm technically more covered under this thick duvet than I am in jeans and t-shirt. He was like, fucking gay. I was like, what the fuck ever then? But there you go. Yeah.
People get uncomfortable, though, don't they, in those sort of situations. I know when
I get comfortable in those situations. Yeah.
I know when I was playing rugby, it was like,
yeah, but that's gay as fuck.
The worst thing you could do was be really fucking sheepish in the
in
the showers. You're just asking for people to piss on you.
Not in you then.
No.
Anyway, it's
moving swiftly on.
So, Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So no, we don't give a fuck about Christmas songs.
No.
Are we going to have the yearly argument about what constitutes a Christmas film?
Die Hard is.
Yeah.
Famously.
Yeah.
I don't even understand why it's an argument. They're at a Christmas
party.
Some
people actually get Like, no.
Yeah, like, but Pete.
Because there's no Santa Claus in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because it's not themed Christmas, I guess, is it? But it happens at Christmas.
It happens at Christmas.
Yeah.
He says, ho, ho, ho. Something about a machine gun. But, you know, there's some Germans there. I mean, festive as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Goose-stepping around the fucking place.
Exactly.
In Lederhosen and offering out Leberkuchens to everyone.
Yeah. A Chinese fella dies. It's very festive.
Succulent Chinese meal.
He's dead as well. Sad demise.
He is, yeah.
Bruce didn't do too well nowadays, does he?
Eh?
Bruce didn't do too well nowadays, does he?
Bruce? Oh, what you meant? Nice to see you nice.
He's been dead a while.
He's really not doing good.
He's seeing no fucker.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that now.
He's lost all the weight.
He's just born now. There's a couple of things that have been going on. We've been blessed from the heavens above with a action-packed week of news and things going on in the world.
That's like it's in my presence, then.
Have we? I don't watch the news, so it's news to me. Will he?
Wait, no, you just find obscure news on the internet and get fucking angry about it. That laugh tells me I'm right. And you know I'm right.
You know they're blaming the weather on strokes and heart attacks at the minute.
What?
They are, genuinely.
What, so me having a tug in the morning makes
it's
it rain?
Making a frog cake!
Darn it, that is true, though.
Public.
That, isn't it true? We're all feminists.
In a roundabout sort of way, yeah.
There's too much estrogen and the blood of water.
It's because the women taking the pill is excess estrogen. It's got to go somewhere. It goes into the water system.
Yeah.
And then we're drinking it again because they don't fill it out.
That's why we're all upset all the time. That's why we can't go to war and all that sort of shit.
That's why I don't drink water.
Yeah.
That's why my piss
I don't drink
is
tap
luminous.
Water, that's the goddamn sure.
Oh, don't be a one of them.
Oh, no, tap water owns me.
In Somerset, it's fucking dire. It comes out black, doesn't it? Like Guinness.
It does, yeah.
It fucking tastes like Guinness as well.
Yeah.
Guinness.
Gives you the shit. Guinness. Like Guinness as well. What's wrong with the way
Havoc it's comes out like Guinness.
Oh, Lord.
535 DM Sport. Allergen.
I have to say, because Benny's going to be listening. I might as well tell you, Rob, basically.
Legend.
Remember that fucking goon Connor that was in that fucking Discord?
What'd you call
talk? Goon.
Oh.
What do you think I said?
I'm not saying.
No, we won't use that one. Paywall or no paywall.
I can't even think what the... B?
Don't worry.
B?
No. What sounds a bit like goon?
Me?
Anyway, carry on.
Anyway, text it to me. So this fucking... Remember... Oh.
That one.
For fuck's sake.
No, don't fucking know.
I can't leave that in.
Why?
Why'd you think?
Hey, Wolf.
You were talking about a small furry creature.
I meant to say that goon, Connor. How are we going to save this? I'm all hot now.
Oh, that was fucking brilliant.
Oh, I'm all hot.
And instead you said that is a goner.
The fact that I didn't know what he was talking about, and then went
and
said it.
And then went and said it.
Perfect disguise,
fucking
mine.
Fucking idiot.
I don't know what you mean. Anyway.
Nigel.
Sorry about the bleep. I'll try and make it quiet for everyone.
You won't. It'll be flat out loud.
Anyway, this goon, Connor.
Right.
This what?
he had a headline issue. Remember that? Was he doing that in the Discord?
No, that was in the... It was in the
group chat thing, wasn't it?
I'm sure
it spilled into the Discord as well.
It might have, yeah. Might, yeah.
Basically, an F10 5 series, and they suffer real bad with headlight issues. Like it's one of those problems that like it could
module
be,
problem.
Module, that's it. But it could also be 10 other things.
Right.
Standard F10 shit.
But like the module's the last thing you do because it's the most expensive. Some people just go to BMW and buy a pair of headlights because you've got no headlight bulb. Anyway. I was chatting to Benny about it. Oh, he goes, I wouldn't mind an F10. Well, F11, which is the estate. And I was like, that's shit, though. Like, I had a shit one, and it was crap. And I said, I even drove Connors. That was a 535D. He went, yeah, fucking poverty spec. I was like, not really, mate. I said, it's a 535D M Sport. He went, da. F10, 535D M Sport, halogens. Manual seats.
Alright, fair enough.
Yeah, it's got a chunkier steering wheel though.
I find them too fat sometimes, them chunky steering wheels.
Yeah, that's what people think about me. Hey, Did I even talk? Did I even pick a subject, or was I just racist as fuck for no reason?
It's the usual, isn't it?
Let's look at my bloody notes again. We've been blessed from the heavens above with some subject matter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a few to choose from.
Come on, okay.
Oh, yeah, you and the obscure internet. This is up your sort of street, really.
What? Okay.
Have you heard about the...
Turning the frogs gay!
The American healthcare CEO being slain in the streets.
By someone who his company fucked over, basically, by the sounds of it.
Well, there was a silenced pistol as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's what fucked him over. It was...
Was it James Bond style?
It was silenced as fuck. And just apparently just jammed up because the bullet was so, like...
Suppressed.
Suppressed. It just couldn't even come
apparently
out.
Apparently managed to clear the jam and still continue shooting the bloke.
Well, it was a vet's gun. Not an old war person. Like a, you know...
Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
An animal doctor.
That's the fella, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pig gun. Shot him with a pig gun, apparently.
Ah.
That one.
Squeal with me, boy.
I think that's what he said, actually.
Wasn't his name Luigi or something?
It was Luigi, yeah. The guy who got slain was Luigi.
No, but the guy who did the slaying.
Oh, he was the slayer,
Luigi.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Mario was busy that day.
He was, Mario plumbing, was apparently.
Yeah. Fucker was actually doing some work.
Checking
for
the princess's pipes.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Hello. Hello.
Morning.
Making sure. Who stole her again?
Bowser.
Yeah. Bowser?
That's
me.
You.
Yeah, me on the go-kart. Yeah, so basically. Everyone in America, even the police were like, is he? Which direction did he go in vaguely? I wouldn't have a look if you want, maybe.
Left? Oh,
we only go right.
Fuck, we've been looking right.
Oh, well, we best call off the search then, because this bloke was an asshole.
The CEO, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hence why the police weren't looking for his murderer.
Yeah,
I thought
it was
pretty clear.
Yeah.
because basically, what this company were doing, bearing in mind you were paying for healthcare with this company.
Big money.
Big monies. What they were doing was basically, now you might know a bit more about it, or one of you might, but they were basically not give you the medical care that you needed, and then when you died, refused to pay out anything whatsoever.
Sounds standard for the American healthcare
system. I should have looked into it, but they had like a sort of phrase in-house, which is what was written on the bullets. And it was something like...
Oh, yeah, I did hear it. I can't remember what the phrase was.
So you talk about people being slain by pig guns.
Okay. A man got shot by a pig gun in New York.
Breaking news this afternoon. Man got shot by a giant hog.
I thought you were going to do the scene from Scary Movie. A videotape that if you watch it, you'll die in 7 days.
Here's the videotape.
Here, ignore everything I've just said. It is not true. Yes, it is, because they're all typing out on the...
Yes.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
They start fighting.
Yeah.
Some guy comes to break it up and just smashes onto the keyboard. And he's like... Badiga, one, bracket 4, 2, 9, greater than Brock and Slink and Blanket.
Donkeys are aliens.
Yeah. Anyway, chat amongst yourselves and stop making me interrupt. What the fuck do I type in?
What was written on the bullet?
Righted on the bullet.
Self-righted. So,
deny, dispose, and delay.
That's it.
So did he get shot 3 times? Was he hit
with a few fucking bullets? That's what I want to know.
Was he hit with a few shells, but...
Go on.
You know, what with a limp? In the hood where the lady's saying, 50 you hot, they like me and want me.
That's how it went.
It is.
Yeah, carry on.
You were the one that was talking.
No, you were doing some rapping. I'm trying to find...
Obviously not going to continue rapping.
Oh, whatever, man.
What did you
kill
say?
People. What?
What was your fill-in when it was
what was
many
it?
Moons ago?
Whip, whip, whippity, whip.
Yeah.
Whip, whip, whippity, whip. Yeah, delay, deny, and dispose. So basically they would deny
everything.
The healthcare that they were paying for. They would then...
So they can trouser the money.
Trouser. Or pants the money, as they'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck a trouser is, do they?
We're going to sidewalk the money.
We're going to fender your money, boy.
Yeah. Apparently pavement is the road and the sidewalk is a pavement.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Michael McIntyre had that fantastic skit, didn't he, about how things are so obvious in America. Over here, we call them glasses. In America, they call them eyeglasses.
Mm.
We call it a pavement. They call it a sidewalk because you walk on the side, all that sort of stuff. Very funny. Yeah. Funny man. Floppy hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, me and you need to be careful, John, if we plan on doing some slaying.
Okay.
Grassed up by a McDonald's employee.
Oh.
So McDonald's are fucked because people keep going onto the internet and leaving the restaurant in question.
Bad reviews.
Horrible reviews.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Tasteless Gentlemen, they were talking about this, right?
Right.
And like they said, who the fuck's checking a review for McDonald's? You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, McDonald's are in hot water because that you grassed them up. But why the fuck would you grass them up anyway?
No, you'd keep it yourself, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd give them a fucking Big Mac every time the cunt comes in. Here he is. Just give him a free Big Mac.
Done everyone a favour, really.
He done the slaining.
See, everyone always uses the thing. It's going to be terrible for his relatives, and yeah, I'm sure it is terrible for his relatives. But the guy was at the head of an organisation that was fucking people, basically. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Left, right, and centre.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll cry from their second yacht.
Yeah, well, because how stingy the cunt was.
Well.
Wonder if he had life insurance.
Oh, wee.
Honestly, what is it? Deny.
Dispose and delay.
Divorce, beheaded, died.
Henry VIII has joined the chat. Behead her.
That was my nickname at Palace, Henry VIII, because he was fat and ginger, wasn't he? That wasn't the punters that didn't like me.
Okay.
That was the manager. Here he is, Henry VIII. I was like, yeah, very good.
Yep,
they also used to call me Crocodile. So
do you wear tights and a cod piece as well?
Tights,
sorry,
yes.
No one needs
cod piece. New.
No.
Tights were unintentional. I just called them jeans.
Yeah, I just called them pants.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was that. That's happened recently.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have nothing to say about it apart from good on you, and fuck you, McDonald's man who grassed him up.
Yep.
Have you heard about
the bird?
The word.
Remember. The hot tour girl.
The meme coin. What the fuck's a meme coin?
It's just one of these.
Is it another cryptocurrency?
Yeah, yeah, it's one of these funny shit.
Cryptocurrency, yeah. Right. It's absolute horseshit.
Yeah.
I don't like her at all.
Unless you did Dogecoin at the right point.
Yeah,
like I did and made loads of money.
Yeah. I just missed it. I saw it coming back down. I was like, no, I missed the flight. I don't think she's obviously too, I mean nothing against her.
Dumb.
But she's too dumb to orchestrate stuff like this. Someone's just approached her and said, look, do you want to put your name on some coin, get you some money? She's gone, yeah, sure.
Because suddenly she's flush.
Yeah, basically.
From saying she spits on cocks.
Well, I never I didn't like her or the Huck Tur thing when it first, it was fucking everywhere for a start.
It was annoying.
The first time I saw it, I thought,
the fuck is that?
Lovely. Next. And then it was like, Huck Tur, next. Huck Tur, next. You know, Rabin. That's a car Rabin on TikTok, by the way. Huck Tur, Rabin, Huck Tur. And I was like, fucking everywhere.
They're just trying to stay relevant now, I think, isn't it? And it's not going to last.
But it was just like,
She's on like 20 more minutes of her 15 minutes of fame, isn't she? Let's be honest.
Yeah. But basically, people are being fucked in the ass with the fees.
But if you're fucking stupid enough to put your life savings into a fucking meme coin.
Yeah.
What? You fucking deserve to lose it all. You're a fucking idiot.
No, I totally agree with that.
Obviously, last week... Was it last week or the week before that...
It's a Tuesday.
What?
I don't know.
That Bitcoin...
Like I say, it's doubled since 6 months.
Bitcoin's very high at the minute.
$109?
I was going to say dollars.
Past 110, didn't it? Briefly.
I get this thing on my phone come up saying, buy Bitcoin now. It's 100. It's like, no, that's a bad time to buy.
Yeah.
Really fucking annoying. Sell Bitcoin now. I had a few hundred quid's worth ages ago. And it sat at like 15, 20 grand for fucking ages. And I was like, oh, fuck it. It's not going to go up anymore. Just fucking sold it all on.
Yeah.
Fucking soon as I did that, boing, straight up it goes. Yeah.
I bought in at 14,000, I think. And I said on this episode, not this episode, but on this podcast, I said, now's the time to buy Bitcoin, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's time to buy Bitcoin. And I can't remember who it was, but someone in the Discord... Stop moving your fucking head like that! Someone in the Discord then took a screenshot like, oh, now's the time to buy, is it? Alright, we've had to wait 18 months. But, if you bought it at 14,000,
it's
80 more odd than doubled. Pounds.
Yeah.
So, 14,000 pounds is when I bought it. I mean, I cashed mine out, you know, beginning of the year.
Can you imagine how big a laugh the people who bought
pizza toppings.
Yeah, well, no, but the people who bought at that time, when you could buy a couple of pizzas for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could buy whole coins for like 50p.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you bought a load of them and sat on them now?
I think it's realistically, you say that, but then
it's not physical, you can't sit on it.
You would have assumed it hit like 1,000 or even 500, you'd be like, fuck yeah, sell now, make
it. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would have sold by now. Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? That is the
problem. What do you do? Go back in time. Go back in time and you'd be fucking minted.
You invest in Apple.
Yeah.
Sell when it was on its ass.
Sell the Woolworth shares.
Fuck them off.
Google as well. Yeah, get some
and buy some Bitcoin.
Yeah. And the Debenhams shares.
Yeah, fuck them off as well.
I said this around
this time of year is where I miss Debenhams.
Yeah.
It was like the one stop shop. I could get everything.
Everything in there.
You could go in there, get a little bit for R, a little bit for E, a little bit for I.
I suppose you can go in John Lewis, but.
No.
You're getting bent over for it, right? Yeah.
Don't go in there, though.
I mean, Debenhams. Moolah. Yeah, Debenhams wasn't exactly cheap, but it wasn't silly.
But no, it was the quality reflected the price, I found.
Yeah.
To our American friends, this was a.
department
a UK,
store.
Yeah, department store, as you'd call it. I suppose we'd call it that as well, wouldn't we?
I suppose you would, yeah.
It's a store of departments, you see. And
Asher's
was there, and then it wasn't.
Yeah,
it was like a UK institution, though.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
British Home Stores was another one.
They're still going, aren't they?
R.I.P.
On the web, I think they're web only now.
Yeah, same as fucking
Debenhams
and Woolworths.
Yeah,
I do miss a Woolworths. That went in like 2008, didn't it?
Quite a while ago, that was.
We're getting there as a kid. Oh, fucking pick and mix.
Oh, is that Chippies?
I don't know.
Chippies.
Chicken burger.
How far true
Big
is this?
Burger.
Big burger. Only 40 minutes. We've got loads to talk about, yeah? There's other things.
40 or 14?
What do you reckon, Bowles? Use your fucking loaf, maths boy.
Fractions.
I went downstairs half an hour ago.
Fractions. Can you do them? Nope.
You just recovered.
Fractions, motherfucker.
Was that Chippies or no?
No, I think so. Have you heard about this OnlyFans girl that rode 100 boys into battle?
No.
You wouldn't want to be 101, would you?
Well, I wasn't bloody invited, was I?
Well, if you were the 101st bloke, then you turned up and got fuck all, so yeah. I'd rather be in than the 100th.
All right, well, you don't want to be the 100th, do you?
I don't think
you don't want to be the second, actually, do you?
I don't think you're anything, really.
He's only saying that because his missus listen.
She doesn't anymore.
He's had enough of this shit.
Yeah, nah, she still pays her money, but I don't mind. but there's a documentary that's just come out about her. It's quite sad, actually.
Yeah.
Because obviously this, you know, pretty obvious this girl. I mean, she's from a well-to-do background.
Yeah, but her mum's a manager.
That's wrong.
That's fucked up,
posh
isn't
people
it?
Are weird, aren't they?
That's fucked up, isn't it? I mean, incest goes hand in hand with posh people, doesn't it?
It does. That's why it's so
are you
rife
posh?
That's why it's so rife in Devon, because it's such a lovely county. Crack and heroin is rife in Somerset, but we'll move on.
Been to Brit the there?
Exactly.
Been to Barnstable Plymouth recently.
That's nearly Cornwall.
No, but it's this side of the bridge.
Doesn't matter.
Does. Mm-mm. Fucking okay, on that basis. Well, Wellington's quite close to Devon. So that's Devon then.
I like Wellington.
Yeah, but on your logic...
There's KFC there with no chicken. Shuts early. Have they sorted it out yet?
Fucked if I know, mate.
He ain't tried.
No, I don't know. I got free parking there for a week there, so I don't really mind.
Nice.
Anywho, road. Yeah, so basically, she got ridden into battle by 100 blokes.
Classy.
Yeah. There was a documentary done about it. It's quite sad, actually. I've only seen clips of it, but it's quite sad. Mm. The cameraman who was filming this documentary went in to film the room and gagged.
Oh,
just
no.
Overpowering stench of sex.
Ugh.
Yeah, and jizz.
Sweat and cum.
Nasty.
Yeah.
And it was like...
That's a weird thing to witness, though, isn't it? It's like...
Well,
fuck?
I
didn't see me doing this when I decided to become a cameraman. Fuck me.
I just don't... I mean, even if you're one of the
awkward
hundreds...
Boner.
There's no... Okay, I've got one now.
You never know.
I'm just guessing.
It's just hard as well. That's the wrong thing to say.
I mean, you'd hope so.
It tends to help if it is.
Like
playing snooker with a rope.
What level of sex was it? Like, was it like a dip, off you go?
I think
that counts.
Well, I mean, technically it does.
Well, yeah.
Two
pumps and you're done.
Just to... I wasn't there.
Whether you are or not.
Two? Fucking not machine. Just to really dehumanize it all, I think there was a timer for every person.
Nice. So it was
30 seconds of thrusting.
Ah, yeah. Ah, D, ding-a-ling-a-ling. I don't know, there wasn't a cow there, but...
Did she have a cowbell on?
She should have done.
Diego!
Sweaty! But now, she wants to get ridden by 1,000 guys in the battle.
In a day?
In one day.
That's like one dip, and then next guy, surely.
Yeah, it's just in, out, shake it all about. Get the fucking SDIs off it and crack on.
Nah. Rob's keen.
Rob's saying I'm trying to work out how many an hour that is, or even like a fucking minute. It's like, yeah, I can't do maths.
Bulge. And you're both car nerds. Maybe it's a car nerd.
One
thing.
Quarter of a kumquat. I don't know. whatever that is.
I don't think I've got anything else. The thing is, I've got things to talk about, but there's not really any substance to them, is there?
Well, no.
Story of your life.
I've written Christmas songs, OF Girl 100 Guys, Huck Turcoin, American Healthcare Shooting. Those astronauts. Do you remember the astronauts we spoke about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They still up there?
I believe so, because it wasn't going to be to the new year.
They haven't jumped yet, then.
What's going to happen?
Fuck's sake.
What are you doing like that? Did you try and jump again? I'll Google it again. I should have done this before, really. Astronaut.
SpaceX recovered them, I thought.
Stuck in space.
Yeah, I thought they had been recovered by SpaceX.
SpaceX? 100 times, apparently. It says they were. Return.
When?
To send them.
Oh, they haven't been yet.
No.
NASA deemed the capsule too risky for the astronauts to return in, so they'll be
Of course they did, because it's not their capsule.
Yep.
So we'll be brought back to Earth in February 2025 on a SpaceX Dragon craft.
Dragonese astronauts out of space. And then you all knew where I was going.
And then D's nuts on your face. Yeah. Probably a lot of that out there. How the fuck can you survive up there for that long?
Bored as fuck, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no Wi-Fi.
Can't have a wank. Well, he'll go everywhere.
Might be really good Wi-Fi out there, actually, because the fucking satellites are... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? No,
good. It's like a voice that makes me go back...
50G. It comes up before you even thought about it.
Yeah. Gives you a lethal dose of radiation every time the satellites go past.
What's but the internet's hella good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've got a cable dangling out my fucking window, I'd have it. They were originally scheduled for an 8-day test flight on June the 5th. It's a Starliner. Experienced issues including helium leaks. We've got balloons out there, have them. And thruster,
squeaky voices.
Thruster failures.
Oh.
No. Scheduled for... Oh, yeah, I just read that bit. Yeah. The astronauts have said they're fine.
Have they got a Christmas tree up there?
Fine.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they've got a Christmas tree.
Probably not. I'm going to give a no.
They vacuum formed a turkey for them and fired it up there.
Using the jackass dildo cannon.
Aim fire.
They're just like a little sachet of cranberry sauce. They're like, nope. Out the fucking window. Oh, we can talk about Christmas dinners.
Christmas?
What would you like to talk about?
Poiky.
What kind of meat do you have, John?
Leg.
Wee. What kind of meat do you have?
Well, not... Normally, we have toiki.
You have toiki, yeah?
Yeah.
Rob?
A little bit of turkey.
You a toiki kind of guy?
Although, I will say, actually, the last time...
Bit of gammon anger?
No, we did. It was turkey, but...
That's how you say it in Brushwood.
Old Shatter bought a Marks and Spencer's, one of the bloody crowns, where the old crown of the turkey's wrapped in bacon. It was bloody beautiful.
Back in there, I always used to go to... Bloody Oberlin Farm Shop. Get a crown from there. Get it booked in. Yeah.
Bugger eye.
What about you, Bulge? Can you have turkey?
I can have fucking turkey.
Your leg might fall off.
No. Turkey's probably the best one you could have.
And for you, turkey ass. Eat up, sucker.
Beaks and assholes.
So are you a turkey kind of guy?
Yeah, like a bit of turkey.
Got to, wouldn't you, really?
Yeah.
I think so.
We had goose once, but it didn't go well.
Why? Would it run off?
Ended up... Shitting like a goose, did he?
No, Niall wasn't there.
Ended up goose-stepping out the place,
didn't he? Again, Niall
That's
wasn't
more
there.
More likely.
Yeah.
What happened?
This haircut.
Fly away?
No, I think...
Burned the fuck.
Mother and I left them in the oven too long, and it basically evaporated.
Oh, get
it was
on.
It like a husk. With some, with some skim round it. It's like... There's not a lot of goose there, is there? What the fuck have you done to it?
Like formula, like baby... Oh, fuck.
It was like the meat just disappeared.
Oh, that's strange.
There's no meat in the first place.
It was never there.
I don't know. I'm fucking tired of trying to steer this ship in the direction of conversation.
What do you have? You're a turkey boy, is he?
I like turkey.
Deep fried?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a bit.
We've done him.
Yeah,
but he's not finished talking.
No, my dad's vegetarian, so we won't have like a whole turkey or anything. We'd have like a little bit.
Have some tofu. Tofurkey.
No, fuck that shit.
Nuts. Ah, roast.
Don't know. Mum does all the cooking, so.
You just eat it.
Yeah.
Just turn up, eat it.
Sprouts, yes or no?
Nine.
Nah.
You have nine of them?
Absolutely not.
Fucking love sprouts.
Nicked.
No, you don't.
Of course he does. Fucking he's weirdo. Miserable. He's grumpy as fuck.
Yeah, they're right up your street, aren't they? No one likes them, but I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fucking look fuck the lot of you.
It's more for the epic farts afterwards.
Might have been epic anyway. Ask watch. I've heard about people cooking them in like Marmite and bacon, stuff like that. But okay. I'm not being funny. If you've got to do that to a food, I don't want it in the fucking first place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Bacon,
oh, man. This is vile.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
It's like what? You're
wasting bacon.
It is a waste of. Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
That was like this glazed look over your
it
face.
It really was.
Then. A waste of bacon.
He's like Jim Carrey.
Right, do you want to know the thought process?
Just this little drool.
No, do you want to know the. I thought you said wasting bacon. And I thought, what the fuck's that? What's wasting bacon? Wasting
well,
bacon.
Well, cooking them.
No, it's a waste of bacon, but I thought, what's wasting bacon? I thought it was like a certain type of. And I was just like. Just,
is
I
this
heard,
like streaky?
You know or? When you hear numbers and it just doesn't. That's what happened to me. I just heard noise.
So what it reminded me of is in Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey thinks the gingerbread is showing him her tits. And it's just lights. And he's like.
Want me to drive?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. That's what Niall looked like at that point.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything else Christmassy related?
Don't think so. Pub?
Are you a King's Speech now, innit?
No,
I don't want to listen to that sausage finger cunt talk.
What about the Queen? She was legend, wasn't she? Would you listen
I
to
still
her
didn't, I still no. didn't watch it.
I didn't really ever.
Oh, he changed his tune now. He's about to get ready to be like, oh, what do you mean you didn't watch the Queen? He's like, oh, April's...
No, fuck that.
God, I mean, I don't watch it either.
God save Tin Lizzy.
What, the rock band?
And Phil the Greek.
My mum's mum used to...
Your nan.
Mrs. Bucket.
Yeah, Mrs. Bucket. She used to insist on
okay.
having...
She had a rover.
Yeah.
She used to insist on having the Queen's Speech on.
Why?
And that would be the point I'm taking the dogs for a walk.
I'm out.
Fuck
yeah.
that.
My brother just gets fucking hammered on Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't mind having a drink, but like, he'll... Yeah, I mean, he plays rugby, so he gets, like, you know, pissed on and stuff. But, like, he'll just wake up and... And my dad's like, fucking hell. He got, like, bollocks once, like, 2 o'clock. My dad was like...
Not properly wankered.
But it's good as.
Oh, dear.
But the thing is, you know what I get? You know how annoying I am? Well, he's younger than me, so he's got more energy to be annoying. And when he gets tired, you know when I get tired, how weird I get?
And you touch him inappropriately?
No, I'm not in some sense. But, like, yeah, he just gets fucking annoying.
I suppose you're not in Africa anymore either, are you?
I always have this, like...
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'll have a few drinks.
I'll have a tipple.
I'll have a few drinks. And I'll have a couple drinks, and then I'll have my Christmas lunch, and then I'm like, fuck that. I don't think I can even manage a sip of water, let alone anything carbonated.
One whath of thin mint. My tradition always used to be when I had family... When I was family, get out of my pub. When I was younger, was we used to wake up, open our stocking. I think I've said this before on pod. Open our stocking. We would then have like a main present in the stocking, so it'd be like I don't know, PlayStation. Let's just say with an game. Well, yeah, it'd be like you know, socks and a toothbrush and a Terry's chocolate orange, blah, blah, blah. But then there'd always be like a big one, which would be let's just say a PlayStation. So then I could play the PlayStation. All morning while mum done the dinner, burnt the dinner. And then we'd have dinner. And then after dinner, we would open our presents.
Yeah.
And then there would obviously be a memory card in there, second controller, couple of games. Do you know what I mean?
FIFA 19.
97. Yeah. That sort of thing. But like, I didn't realise growing up that that was weird. Everyone else wakes up and opens all their presents.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, what the fuck do you do for the rest of the day then?
Yeah.
No,
you do the same as me, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes it wasn't even the main present that you got in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not... That, again, similar to what you said, it was always dependent on what the gift was.
Yeah.
So I remember when I got a...
There's surely something to set up mind and yes, you'll play about with.
Yeah. So, but I remember when I got my push bike,
yeah,
that wasn't until after lunch.
Because
that's when us was going to take the dugs for a walk and stuff, go it. Out on our Christmas day hike,
mm-hmm.
and Ike. I could get on the old bloody bicycle, couldn't
get
us?
Get on.
But then at the same time, when I got my Xbox, it was the same situation as what you've just said. Yeah. Wake up in the morning, there you go.
Set the gun up.
Oh, amazing.
Bye.
How long before lunch? You can't be hungry. No, I want to know how many hours I've got.
Yeah.
I remember
updates.
Christmas Day, 1997.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Christ. When you were 30.
Yeah. Nintendo 64, GoldenEye.
You were 64?
Yeah. No. If you like.
Yeah. Bum, bum,
yeah. Bum, bum, played the fuck out of that.
How good was that music?
It was good. Bum, bum, bum,
bum. There was always a boss, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Dum, 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 bum. Well, all I remember about that game was that and the ricochet noise the bullets used to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
Used to have an N64 in the lunchroom at work.
Oh, fuck
and,
yeah.
Yeah, so a bit of a GoldenEye on that. And then I used to be shit at that though. But yeah, we did Mario Kart as well. That was always good fun.
Yeah.
We'd four-player Mario Kart at lunch.
There was a San Francisco Rush. Did you ever play that?
Yeah.
San Francisco
that
Rush,
that's fucking
mate.
Awesome.
Well, Matt's got 64. He's got all of it. I've got nice. Saturn under the table.
Hang on, you got a Saturn under the table?
No, I've got a Mega Drive under the table. Sorry.
Mega Drive 2.
Mega Drive 2 under the table.
That was the one we saw last year.
Yeah, that hasn't moved since. What about breakfast, though? Do you have any sort of breakfast traditions?
Nah.
No.
Oh, really?
Not on Christmas Day.
What?
No.
Bit of Buck's Fizz, surely?
No.
Normal breakfast here.
What's a normal breakfast?
Weetabix or whatever.
Weetabix.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, Rob!
Yeah.
Put some sugar on it?
Nah. I used to wear
it. It's Christmas!
Bit of honey, that's what I like.
Honey?
Yeah, whoa. I like a bit of honey on me Weetabix.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, oh Lord. Terry!
Put it in reverse! Back it up, Terry! Oh, honey.
Yeah.
To try that.
Mm.
So, any bulge, any sort of...
Nah.
Buck's Fizz?
Nah.
Yeah, we'd have Buck's Fizz once everyone else had arrived. You know, once the old families together.
No, then... that's a breakfast thing for me. Breakfast. You know, it's basically...
We used to go to the pub, though, in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Go to the pub.
Five and Drive out there.
Seven in Devon. Is it in Devon?
No.
That's a shame. Nine will be fine. And... very lax drink draw line draw. Drink drive laws. Maybe I'm pissed right now. Who knows? Bloody bladdered. Yeah, a bit of Buck's Fizz, which I found out, is basically a mimosa cocktail, but stronger. A mimosa cocktail is two part OJ, Simpson, bang, wife, glove, Bronco.
Chamel. One glove or two?
If a glove don't fit, gotta quit. Shut up. Yeah, two parts OJ Simpson to one part Prosecco. Was it a champagne?
Champers.
Is it champers?
Well, I think...
No, I think
I don't
it's
know.
Prosecco.
I think a mimosa is Prosecco.
No, but they're both the same. But one is... Mimosa is two parts OJ, one part sparkling wine. A Buck's Fizz is two parts sparkling wine, one part OJ Simpson. Fact there for you.
But no, I don't really drink Buck's Fizz because it gives me terrible heartburn.
Gives you the digestion.
Bloody acidy, isn't it?
It is, mind. Got to stay clear of OJ, ain't ya?
Yeah.
So I do like a freshly squeezed, like from a farm shop.
Mm.
Where the fuck's his fish and chips at? Right, well, we're at half an hour now, so...
Yeah.
Doubling. It's a Christmas booty of an episode.
Pigs and blankets?
Fuck yeah.
As many as you can have.
Yeah, I'll have a plate full of them.
Yeah.
Swimming in gravy.
Yeah.
Swim, piglets, yeah. Swim.
What I like doing is getting the Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, yeah.
And then I put some
a
in there.
A piggy swimming
then,
pool.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then put the gravy in there and just let it fucking soak in there. And then...
How is it we're all fat as fuck?
Cream.
Well, you're not anymore.
What sort of creams do we have?
Cream?
Yeah, for puddings. Do you like a bit of brandy cream?
Mm, I don't mind it. I'm not really... I prefer to bulk up on the savoury, obviously. I'm not really... I don't really think about it. I don't really have a dessert traditions, really.
Do you not have a little Christmas pud?
Nah, no. I like whatever this is. I don't like the one that you got to soak in alcohol and set fire to.
Christmas cake.
Yeah, I like Christmas cake because I like icing, see? That's my problem. And marzipan, we've been over that, haven't we?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you need a bit of Christmas cake, peel off the fucking icing marzipan, eat all that.
Yeah, but, fuck the rest of it off. It's got fruit in there. Ugh.
Fruit and brandy, nah.
Yeah, nah. Why are we setting fire to it? Just fucking give it to me.
Ugh.
I don't know if I've got any other traditions. Anyway, let's call it a Patreon episode because that's a bloody hour in and the fish and the chips.
Leeks and bacon. You ever had that?
I have had that. That is nice.
I've tried that.
You just literally.
I like both individually, to be fair.
Just,
so.
It is as simple as bacon lardons, slice the leeks, fry it up, get it all nice and crispy and fried.
Caramelized.
And then a bit of heavy cream in there, bit of pepper.
Nice.
Well.
Lovely. Tis bloody lovely.
I should cook it.
Mm.
Yes, that's it. Shall we call it there?
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, I guess we just have to say a massive thank you to all the patrons for being a patron this year.
Mm.
Yep. Thank you. Very much.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, Rob.
Yes.
You can catch Rob tomorrow on the mainnet, by the way.
We promise we'll let Rob talk on the mainnet.
Yeah,
we've just fucking get a word in edgewise. No.
I'm not the most talkative, so that's all right.
Well, what'd you offer to come on here then?
I'll talk a bit. I'm more on the Benny side than the Bodge side, I think.
Yeah.
When does this go out?
Midnight Thursday. Purple.
Yeah, okay.
Which is 6 days prior to Christmas Day. The birthday of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ Almighty. Lord.
You mean Muhammad, yeah?
Don't run from the Lord!
Who celebrates it and who don't? Because I get... I'm a bit touchy about who I say Happy Christmas to.
Why?
Fuck it, just say it to everyone.
Yeah.
Are you?
Don't take offence. Fuck them.
English Christian born person.
I mean, I was born that way.
Well, would you be offended if a Jewish guy walked past you and said, "Oh, Happy Hanukkah"?
He would say, "What the fuck's that?"
Nope, I wouldn't. I'd say all
so
day.
Just say...
See, it's not Jewish you need to worry about offending.
Just say. Happy Christmas.
I've offended them enough.
They don't tend to take offence that easily, unlike a certain religion.
No, they are a bit offended, aren't
they? They can be, but they're not going to...
They're a weird religion.
I'll blow you up or fuck it off. You know what I'm saying?
They might lie about something you didn't do. Anyway, on that note...
Fucking hell. See Kyle and all that shit. Happy Christmas.
See Kyle and a Merry Chrysler. Bold say ho, ho, ho and all that.
Should I?
It's Christmas,
it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. What do you want me to say?
Ba-ho, ho, ho and all that.
What are you doing?
No. Close.
Okay.
It's ba-ho, ho, ho.
Ba-ho, ho, ho.
And all that.
And are you an enema?
Hey!
Yeah!
The best Christmas gift ever.
What, an enema? You've got low expectations.
I do. No, it's not an enema I want, is it? What's I want? A clonic irrigation.
Clonic.
Hose pipe up your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John. Irrigation.
Nice.
Fucking cold at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, well. Rob, say, this is the best podcast I've ever been on.
This is the best podcast I've ever been on. It's actually the only podcast either, as well, so it's... You know.
Yeah, cut that last bit off.
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
It's going to go, this is the best podcast I've ever been on.
Niall say, Schlongs is black.
Schlongs is black.